This street in Bowling Green, Kentucky, once rang with the sounds of children playing. Young families lived here. But then on Friday, the tornado came and some neighbors sheltered together.
They decided to get in the first house together, and unfortunately, the house was just demolished to the ground.
11 people died here. 8 of them were children. Ben Saramovic is a family friend.
I don't know what to say, man. It's hard when somebody's gone and you're shocked, you know, what happened to this world.
As recovery workers sift through the debris left in 6 states, all struck by last week's superstorm, leaving this landscape of devastation, authorities fear the final death toll will be staggering. 9-year-old Aniston Rackley climbed into a bathtub with her younger sisters and her doll. This photo taken by their mother 15 minutes before the tornado hit. Aniston was killed. Her sister survived, one recounting to nurses what she'd endured.
She said, yes, I was flying around in the tornado and I prayed to Jesus to take care of me. And he spit me out, and the tornado spit me out into the mud.
President Joe Biden comforted stricken families and toured the disaster area Wednesday.
I intend to do whatever it takes, as long as it takes, as long as it takes, to support your state, your local leaders, and as you recover and rebuild, because you will recover and you will rebuild.
Jared Thompson and his family survived by hunkering in their basement.
You've got to have a positive attitude. Life can't be replaced, but you probably can. You can rebuild, but it might take a while, which we have family, friends, and other people in the community that are stepping up and are assisting us.
With thousands of homes wiped away, the rebuilding process will be long and difficult. The healing, even harder. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Mayfield, Kentucky.